Now, when the first pitch is thrown today between the Chicago Cubs and Philadelphia Phillies, it marks the start of the 100th professional baseball season at Wrigley Field. It opened in 1914. The Cubs arrived 2 years later, and in all that time, the Cubs have never won a World Series, which leaves just one question. Why? Why do fans keep showing up? Maybe it's the ivy on the outfield wall, or maybe it's the setting, NPR's David Shaper reports.
I'm standing on Waveland Avenue just outside of the ballpark. And yes, it's surrounded by bars and restaurants and souvenir shops, but it's also surrounded by single-family homes, two flats, three flats, and small apartment buildings. And right here, right across the street, is a very busy Chicago firehouse.
Well, we love it. That's what makes this firehouse special. That's, you know, why I like working here.
Captain John Giordano of the Chicago Fire Department's Engine 78 is a lifelong Cubs fan.
50 years. I used to walk to the ballpark when I was a kid. I grew up in Lincoln Square.
That's a neighborhood about a mile and a half from Wrigley. And Giordano remembers coming to every game he could with his buddies when he was young. They were all day games then. Wrigley didn't get lights until 1988. And after the games, kids who stayed to lift up all the seats and help pick up cups got a free pass to the next day's game.
You know, people live here. People live right across the street. People come home from work when the games are on. People are walking off the train to go home while people are walking off the train to go to the ball game at the same time.
Many fans consider Wrigley Field hallowed ground.
My spirit, it lifts when I walk up the steps and see the field.
Rick Reardon calls Wrigley a spiritual place. He, too, has been coming to games here since he was a boy, often with his family. Sitting at Murphy's Bleacher Bar across the street, 54-year-old Rick and his 53-year-old sister Julianne Reardon reminisce.
Crazy. My grandparents would drag us out, and they'd take they'd pack some bizarre food in bags and use the bags for little sun visors. They'd create
with their parents and grandparents now gone, the brother and sister say they feel their presence in the intimate park, where the fans sit almost on top of the field.
It's a pure baseball place. They don't have a lot of signage. They don't have a lot of stuff going on in there. You go there to watch the game.
Yeah, we're right on top of the game, and it's real baseball.
Inside Wrigley Field, 73-year-old Darryl Windle can barely contain his excitement.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by this stadium every time I come here.
It's a bitter cold, blustery, and rainy day. Yet this retired banker, who's a longtime usher here, doesn't see the clouds of misery.
I see the green grass, and I see the scoreboard that's been there since 1937, and I see the rooftops across the way and how unique they are, and look over towards the lake and see the fog rolling in and rolling out. How many ballparks can you see something like that?
Windle doesn't focus on the failures on the field. What he does see is intergenerational bonds.
Practically every game, I will have a father sitting in my section helping his 7-year-old son keep score. And probably 50 years ago, that father, who's now helping his son, was helped by his father. And it's so neat to see.
The ballpark itself isn't in the greatest shape. Part of the outfield brick wall had to be replaced this winter. A few years ago, crumbling concrete fell from the upper deck. And the men's rooms still have troughs instead of urinals. The team's owners want to do a massive renovation of Wrigley Field and put a winning team on the field. But whether they do or not, Cubs fans, for reasons only we can understand, believe this place is magical. Quite remarkable when you consider the last century of Cubs box scores. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Hey, hey!